Okay, so these files we're looking at, they're definitely more fragmented than you'd ideally want. But even with just pieces, you start to, see an outline, something disturbing, something that was officially denied, swept under the rug. We're talking about MKUltra. Now, on the surface, back in the 50s, Cold War, it was framed as science, right? Pushing
Yeah.
boundaries of understanding the
So that's
mind.
the official line, yeah. Advancing science.
But underneath, the whispers, these documents, they point to something much, much darker, a systematic effort to achieve mind control, for spying, for creating
As well.
human weapons. That's what the sources suggest.
Exactly. It's chilling stuff.
And the methods detailed in these leaks, assuming they're accurate,
Right.
they're stark. I mean, this isn't just theory. The material talks about drugging people non-consensually.
Right, with things like LSD.
Yeah, potent stuff, often given to people who had absolutely no clue what was happening to them. Then add in things like serious sleep deprivation. We know what that does.
Destroys cognitive function, stability. Exactly. And then layer on top what's described as psychological torture. I mean, you put it all together, it's a horrifying picture of what people might have gone through.
And the people they allegedly targeted, their vulnerability. That part really gets me. The sources suggest they deliberately went after people already in, well, precarious situations.
People seeking medical help, perhaps?
Yeah, or even children, according to some accounts, lured into hospitals, research centers, under false pretenses. The sheer breach of trust there is just staggering.
It really is. And then you think about the fallout, what we saw or glimpsed in 77 when thousands of these MKUltra files actually leaked.
A fraction, probably, but still.
Still within that, you find these specific, deeply unsettling accounts. The one that always sticks out to me is that report. A man claiming he was hearing command voices.
Oh, yeah, I remember reading that one.
And then apparently he just disappeared. Poof. It really highlights the potential for profound, irreversible harm, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Which really brings us to the core of this deep dive, I think. Was that 1977 leak, that exposure? Was that the end of it? Did the program just stop, leaving behind this awful legacy?
Or the other possibility.
Or, as some argue, did the goals, the methods, did they just change,
Yeah.
evolve, find new ways to, keep going?
Exactly. So we've got these two real threads to pull on. There's the legacy argument. It happened. It was terrible. It stopped.
And the continuation argument, it never really stopped, it just adapted.
Precisely. So let's start maybe with the legacy, digging into those leaked files. What do they really tell us about the impact on the actual people involved, the victims?
Well, if you just look at the methods described,
Right.
repeatedly giving people powerful psychoactive drugs, unpredictably, no controls.
In unfamiliar environments, often.
Yeah, and messing with their sleep deliberately, making them extremely vulnerable, then adding psychological stressors designed to, what, break down their sense of self.
The potential for long-term psychological trauma is just immense. You're likely looking at people dealing with severe mental health problems, maybe fractured identities, a total loss of trust and authority for the rest of their lives.
The human cost seems devastating, even from the incomplete picture we have.
Absolutely. The files hint at it, even if they don't spell out every single consequence for every person.
And what about the official denial, the constant downplaying of how extensive it was, what it was really for? How does that play into this legacy? It feels like trying to bury the truth.
Well, it creates a kind of vacuum, doesn't it? Where real accountability just becomes impossible. If there's no full accounting of what actually happened, who was affected, the long-term effects, how do you process that as a society or as a
I mean,
victim?
you can't really.
It makes closure impossible. And it doesn't just compound the trauma for survivors and their families. It also erodes public trust. If they covered this up or downplayed it, what else might be hidden? That question just hangs there.
Okay, so that's the legacy view. A dark chapter, officially minimized, overt operations, seemingly stopped post-leak. But then there's this other persistent idea that the core goal, influencing thought, maybe controlling it, that didn't just go away. What's the foundation for that argument that MKUltra essentially kept going?
It usually comes down to a couple of main things. First, you have claims from alleged whistleblowers, people who've come forward in the decades since the 70s.
Right, claiming they have inside knowledge.
Direct or indirect knowledge, yeah, of continued programs, maybe under different names, maybe using different methods, but still focused on similar goals.
Okay, so whistleblower accounts. What's the second thing?
Technology. Just the sheer exponential advancement of technology since the 50s, 60s, 70s. The argument isn't necessarily that they're still running around dosing people with LSD
Well,
indiscriminately.
hopefully not.
Hopefully not, but rather that the focus shifted towards using technology maybe to influence thoughts, but on a massive scale.
Whoa, okay. That's quite a leap. Technology for mass influence. What are these alternative narratives suggesting that even looks like? It sounds like science fiction.
Well, the suggestions often center on more subtle manipulation, things happening within the information environment we all live in now.
Like online, digital stuff.
Potentially. Yeah. Imagine technologies capable of subtly shaping how people perceive things, or influencing emotional states, or maybe even planting suggestions without you consciously realizing it's happening. The focus shifts from that direct one-on-one physical intervention.
Like the drugging and torture.
Exactly, to something potentially broader, maybe more insidious, woven into the fabric of modern digital life.
That really blurs the lines, doesn't it? In a deeply unsettling way. I mean, how would you even tell? How could you possibly distinguish between your own genuine thoughts, your own feelings, and something potentially being nudged externally if that kind of tech was real and being used?
And that is right at the heart of the unease surrounding this theory. The old MKUltra methods, however horrific, were brutal and direct. You knew something was being done to you.
Right. You might not know what or why, but it was tangible.
Yes. This alleged evolution suggests something far more subtle, a blurring of that line between what's inside your head and what might be coming from outside. If, and it's a big if, but if these technologies exist and if they're being used like that, it brings up huge questions about autonomy, about free will even.
Yeah, it becomes almost impossible to know what's genuinely you.
That's the fear.
So we're kind of left hanging then with this fundamental uncertainty. Either MKUltra is this awful thing in the history books, a closed case, horrifying, but past.
A legacy we study.
Or its core aims have just shapeshifted, adapted.
Yeah.
And maybe become even more pervasive in our digital world. That creates a real tension looking back and looking around now.
The tension really comes from that unknown, doesn't it? If it's just history, okay, we study it, we try to learn from it, put safeguards in place, hope it never happens again.
Right. Lessons learned, hopefully.
But if it mutated, if it continued, that implies a present danger. Manipulative forces potentially still operating, hidden, maybe affecting us all in ways we don't even grasp. It forces you into those what-if scenarios, doesn't it? About the information you see, the news you read, the feelings you have.
What subtle influences might be at play. Yeah. It definitely makes you stop and just think.
Yeah.
The historical stuff is bad enough, truly horrific. But the possibility of it evolving using modern tech. Wow. That adds a whole other level of deep concern.
And we have to be honest about the lack of definite answers here. The leaked files. They give us a broken mirror view of the past. Whistleblower claims. Often anecdotal, hard to verify.
Right. Not exactly courtroom proof.
Not at all. Concrete evidence is elusive, partly because of government secrecy, partly just the nature of trying to prove clandestine operations. So those fundamental questions about government power, hidden agendas, they just keep lingering for the past and maybe, just maybe, for the present too.
So we circle back to that central, really unsettling question, don't we? Was MKUltra just a Cold War nightmare, a chapter closed? Something we look back on in horror.
Or does its influence, maybe in some unseen, technologically sophisticated way, still linger, still operate in the shadows?
Yeah.
And that leads directly to perhaps the most disquieting thought raised by all this material, the anxiety it generates. What if your thoughts aren't entirely your own?
Wow. Yeah. That is a stark thought to end on, a deeply unsettling one. We definitely haven't landed on easy answers today.
No, I don't think that was ever possible given the source material.
No, but hopefully this deep dive has at least shed some light on the documented horrors of MKUltra's past and maybe raised some important, if uncomfortable, questions about the present and future. It certainly leaves you with a lot to chew on.